Hey everyone, before we start the show, just wanted to make an announcement introducing our new sponsors, Treehouse Teas, which is a boutique tea company based in Honolulu, Hawaii. They specialize in Hawaii-grown teas and botanicals. They work directly with farmers to bring their customers the largest assortment of 100% Hawaii-grown teas at the most affordable pricing. Check them out on Instagram at treehouse.teas and use order code SLEEPTIMESOVER to receive 10% off your order. And our second sponsor introduction is the man known as Earl Kakaako. He, of course, has two locations in Kaimuki and in Kakaako. They bring their take on classic American sandwiches. Every weekend, specials coming out. The regular menu item is always fantastic. Anyone who's had an Earl sandwich can attest to this. It's always great. Please check them out. They've been down since day one. Earl don't flex for the gram, as he always says, they flex for you. And be sure to mention when you're at Earl Kakaako, Sleep Time's Over, to receive 10% off your order.
You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, Jabronis, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. As you can see, we are in semi-beautiful Studio Havana. You can't quite see because we're recording in the day. We couldn't quite secure the evening space, but here we are. Show is going on as always. I am not a medical doctor. This is not medical advice. If you don't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee, aka Pharrell. Ba 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 ba. Now, if you're wondering why it's Pharrell, it's because last week's episode, it was recorded in a very murky, dark, spooky atmosphere towards the end of the show. While I was recording it, you can actually see me dim the lights even more than I thought would be appropriate. In the moment, I thought, you can clearly see if you look at it, there's this moment where I'm like dimming it, and you can see in my eyes, like, yeah, that's perfect. It is not perfect. I made it so dark that if I like backed up like this, you literally could barely see my face. And the reference to Pharrell is from NERD, one of their videos. I can't remember which one it is. But anyway, there's one video where it's all dark and you just see their face and it's like shifting colors. The one I remember the most is that it was like red. But anyway, you know, I barely remember that because I was such a young person when it came out. I was only like 5 years old, but I do remember it. So the topic for today is a continuation of the last week's episode where we're talking about supplements. And just to give a brief review of what we were doing is talked about fat burners, talked about pre-workout, talked about BCAAs. And the bottom line is that you don't really need any of it. Most of it is just kind of junk. You're just spending your money. And so we ran out of time last week to continue the conversation. So what I wanted to do to kind of round out this kind of supplement discussion was to share what I take. So what I want to be very specific about is this is not a recommendation to you to take stuff that I'm taking. Please talk to your medical doctor, okay? I'm just saying this is the stuff that I found works for me. They could possibly work for you. Who knows, right? Again, I'm not a medical doctor. Please do talk to a medical doctor. So the first one is one that I think everybody, most people, they know about what it is. It's just protein powder. And we've talked about it before, where there's different versions of it. There's isolate, there's casein. I never know how to say that. But there's different types and they all have their benefits. But I feel the bottom line is it's kind of nice to just have. And why you would need it is because most people, particularly women, tend to not eat enough protein. I think the supplement industry did a great disservice in the way that they have marketed protein supplements in the sense of it's always like this super shredded jacked dude or this, you know, super shredded physique model. And they're like, build that muscle and bust through plateaus with our protein 3000. And it's yeah, it is for them. And you can use it for that purpose. But it's really for health. And the reason why I say that is because you need to have it for the natural building blocks and for recovery. And even if you don't work out hard, you still need it because you still do have lean muscle and you want to make sure that you're providing the nutrients that you need to be healthy. So the other thing about this too is if you are trying to lose a little bit of fat and get a little bit more trim, let's say. Trim. Why would I say that? It sounds like it was like from the 50s. Maybe I am from the 50s and you just don't know it. And I'm using some super serum from the blood of little babies. I'm not. It's from older babies. But anyway, so what I mean by protein is that you want to make sure that the benefit is it helps with something called satiety. Again, something I've read and I've never had to say out loud. Basically, all it's saying is it helps with you staying full, because that's one of the number one issues that people have when they're on a diet or on a cut is they get hungry, which is natural because you're cutting the amount of food you're taking. Having a certain amount of protein with each meal, it actually helps to keep you full longer. And that's a huge thing. It's a really big thing. And for that alone, I would say you should, I like to use it for that purpose. And also because I found in order to stay within a reasonable amount of calories in a given day without overeating, it's very hard to do that without protein powder for myself, because a lot of protein sources can have a high fat intake. So I would look into protein powder. Again, it doesn't have to be like this super exotic, super expensive, one-of-a-kind protein powder. I just get the ones at Costco. I try to cycle between the whey and the plant-based because I get a little scared of using too much whey because I drink a lot of the protein juice. I think you've seen that before, and that's whey. And I just do that because I don't want to develop an allergy. But you don't have to be that specific. You just want to get one that you like drinking. It doesn't, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense to buy a super expensive, exotic, quote-unquote high-performance protein if you don't even like the taste. So that consistency, I always talk about that. It's true for this too. So that's the first one that I take on a daily basis is protein powder. So this second one, I always hesitate because I do take it. And honestly, I don't know if I feel anything. And I don't know if I feel anything good or bad. And it's creatine. So the reason why I say that is there's some people who, if you take like too much, there can cause like bloating and retention and stuff like that. But it's been heavily researched now for decades, and it helps with ATP production and stuff like that and performance in the gym. And there's now even research saying that it helps with like cognitive performance. So I was trying it for that, for the cognitive performance aspect of it. But I don't know. I'll do it and then I won't feel anything. Like, because I'm Chinese, I'll use the whole entire bag or the whole entire container because I don't want to waste it. And I never really feel anything. I never even notice anything. But it's one of the most researched supplements out there with legitimate research behind it. So that's why I always kind of revisit it. But again, I don't know. Personally, I don't know if it works or not. But if you're thinking about staying away from like those fly-by-night supplements, this would be the opposite of that. There's been a ton of research on it. The third one that I have a love-hate relationship with is simply because I don't like seafood, is fish oil. I don't like fish. Everybody close to me knows that. I think it's gross. And more than fish is just the broad topic of seafood, like crustaceans and stuff. Why? Why are you eating sea bugs? Or if you are eating sea bugs, why aren't you eating land bugs at the same time? Because they have a very beneficial nutritional profile from what I've read. I don't know. I eat neither because I'm not a crazy person. Who eats bugs, land or sea? But I digress. Fish oil. I love fish oil. Fish oil, again, tons and tons and tons of legitimate research. And I say that, I'm going to toot my own horn here because, as I said many times before, I am a massive nerd. But I'm actually a legitimate nerd in the sense of I'm hoping to get my PhD. So I actually know how to read a scientific paper. So I've read several of the papers regarding fish oil, and it is legit. So for me, I use it. So some of the benefits and that I've seen and why I like it is, number one, it helps with general inflammation. So I know that that can be a very loaded, broad topic because everybody uses that for marketing terms. But it is a phenomenon in the body, inflammation. It's not necessarily a bad thing or a good thing to have inflammation. The issue, I think, and from what I understand, is that too much inflammation is not good for the body. So fish oil, in that sense, helps to regulate that. I believe it's through a hormonal pathway. I'm not 100% sure, but it helps with that. They've found that there's actually a potential behavioral benefit as well. And what I mean by that is I remember it was this one study where they gave fish oil to a bunch of kids on a regular basis. And of course it was a controlled study. So they had a control group and it was all double blind. And the kids who got the fish oil reported that they were able to focus more. They were able to complete their tasks on a faster time frame, and their overall behavior was better. So the theory is, I don't know if this is true, but the theory is that it somehow helps to regulate mood and some kind of maybe like executive function in the brain. And executive function is the part of the brain that lets you be productive, basically. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's tons of other things that fish oil does. And you might find it helps, you know, but again, talk to your doctor. I love fish oil. Just be careful. This is going to be a little TMI, but normally I take more than the bottle will say, take two. That I find that's too little. So I'll take more. I don't want to tell you how much I'm taking because it just depends on which brand and how much is in the pill itself. But you do need a certain amount to get whatever the benefit is. And so, but you can't take too much on having said that, because I'm your typical American who thinks more is better and extra more is extra better. I one time was supposed to take 6 tabs and I was like, what if I just take 12? Again, not smart at all. I shouldn't have done it. I did that for about a week. And I had, this is gonna be so gross, but you should know about this, that it is a warning. It came out every time I use the bathroom, every time. Like I'd see little like oil droplets in the toilet bowl. So don't do that, okay? I'm single, folks. Just thought I'd let you know that. Wink. Okay. So I have 2 more I wanted to cover. This one, it's actually a specific brand. It's called Athletic Greens. I'm not like paid by them to say that. But so Athletic Greens is, they kind of market themselves like as an all-in-one catch-all supplement where it's got everything in it I meant to bring it to Studio Havana and I forgot, but it's like a green powder. And so it has like superfoods. It's got some adaptogenic mushrooms. It has some probiotics and it has all the nutrients and stuff you need. But and who knows, all of this could be a placebo, right? That's the other thing too, is our minds are so strong about that kind of stuff that they've done studies where they've told the people this is a placebo and it still worked. That's how strong it is, that phenomenon is. So if it's a placebo, that's fine. I think it still works. But anyway, it's designed to kind of capture all of your needs. I will say it's not cheap, but I like it. And a lot of fitness experts that I like to follow online, they advocate for it. Obviously it could be like a paid sponsorship, so just keep that in mind, but it's been around for a long time and I do like that they tout the bioavailability of the supplement, of the nutrients in the supplement, because that's a big thing, right? A lot of fly-by-night companies will say they have this particular supplement, which they could, but number one, it could be like a teeny tiny amount that has it's not effective, or number two, it's in an amount that your body cannot actually use. So I think I don't think they do this anymore, but a lot of companies are making calcium tablets back in the day, and you can have all kinds of different variations of calcium tablets, but they're not all usable by the human body. So something to keep in mind. The last one that I have, so it's a specific company or a specific supplement that I use, but before I tell you what it is, I will say the group of supplements, because I've used variations throughout the years and I believe in it, is a zinc and or magnesium supplement. A lot of times you'll see it paired together as something called ZMA. So ZMA is great for recovery. It's great for getting better sleep. But it's also important for, those are two micronutrients. It's basically, if from what I understand, you need those two nutrients for just about every kind of metabolic pathway in your body. So you need it for everything. So it's one of those things that it's extremely important to have. And I think it's hard to get, in the sense of you have to eat tons and tons of like spinach or something like that. I can't remember, but it's just more effective to get it in a supplement form. So I've taken like ZMA in the past, but I've switched to this powdered magnesium drink called Calm. Again, I meant to bring it, I forgot. But it's you can get it anywhere, Amazon, but I like it. It's a mix. You can mix it in cold or warm water. But so there's enough zinc in the athletic greens that I figured I don't need to do the ZMA, so I just use the magnesium drink. And I think there's more research coming out that actually magnesium is the more important of the two if you're thinking of using it for recovery. I think, but if immunity or something is something that you're more concerned about, then maybe zinc would be the more important one. But anyway, to me, recovery is a huge, huge important thing. Not just if you're a meathead like me and you're in the gym a lot, it's for everybody. Like your ability to recover from a long day, if it's with your kids or work or both or whatever, it's super important. And it's got this kind of cascade effect that can affect your whole life, right? And the way you recover, the number one way you recover is in sleep. So if you remember, I talked about that a couple episodes ago about how important sleep is, and I had my crazy Cyclops goggles. I added that to my OnlyFans, by the way. But anyway, recovery is like a huge thing to me. And magnesium and zinc, those stuff really, really help. And it's turning out like, and I'm just thinking about this now, I remember that there is this research done that it might even help with like PMS and stuff like that. So it just has these wide-ranging benefits, potentially. So again, you want to stick to a good brand, though. But talk to your doctor. So those are the five, maybe say, types of supplements that I have taken. Four, if you think creatine, I don't take regularly. So it's not a whole lot of stuff, but I do take stuff. But I think my recommendation is, again, talk to your doctor about this, but maybe look into those types of supplements first. So like protein, just to recap, a protein powder, possibly creatine, fish oil, athletic greens. That one you could look into a little bit more for your own self, and then some kind of zinc or magnesium. But if you have any questions about any of that, because I did kind of purposely keep it more broad, because I don't want to make it sound like I have this like super recommendation for any one of these things. You can always email swayze808@sleeptimesover.com. Oh, and rate and review the show on iTunes. That is how we get discovered, found. And what I mean by that is the algorithm is kind of looking for certain things. And so like, if you just type in sleep, there's a bajillion podcasts on sleep. Versus if we get enough reviews and they say, oh, Sleep Times Over has got some movement, we get moved up to higher up the algorithm. So that really helps. When you comment, please give 5 stars. Okay, 5 stars only, please. Nothing less than 5. And you can say, what should you say? You can say, say fat burners suck. It's a reference to last week's episode. So 5 stars and you're gonna comment fat burners suck. You can leave as many exclamation points as you want for that. And then the last thing, or maybe the most important thing, is that the live show is coming back, gang. Bah, 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 bah. My voice cracked a little bit there, but that's okay because I'm 12 years old. So, April 22nd, 8 a.m. Do not come to work at 8 a.m. 8 p.m. That's a Thursday. 8 p.m. Okay, work play. The live show is going to come back, gang. It's going to be fun for all. The venue, I was there last night. It was a very nice venue, if you've never been there. Very nice, mellow crowd, but fun crowd. And you can have your food and libations as you wish. I happen to be a Diet Coke gal myself, as all, you know, discerning drinkers are. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, again, if you ever have any questions, email the show's email address. Get your merch, sleeptimesover.com. And I think that's it for this week. If I think of anything else, no, I think that works for this week. But anyway, thank you, as always, for tuning in. And we will see you next week. Wash your damn hands.